When Indra understood that the sacrifice meant for him had been stopped by Krishna, he became angry. Although he knew Krishna was personally protecting Vrindavana, he vented his anger upon the inhabitants headed by Nanda Maharaja. Puffed up by his material position, Indra thought himself, at least for the time being, as powerful as the Supreme Lord. He called for the Samvartaka clouds, clouds used when devastation is intended, and ordered them to inundate Vrindavana. He spoke harshly of the forest people, who, trusting their friend Krishna, had dared to set aside demigod worship. He ordered that their prosperity be destroyed, even their cows. The clouds were afraid, but Indra assured them he would also come with storms and apply his strength. Ordered by Indra, the dangerous clouds appeared above Vrindavana and poured water incessantly with all their power. There was constant lightning and thunder, severe wind, and rain that seemed to fall like piercing arrows. Water fell as thick as pillars, without cessation, until higher and lower land could hardly be distinguished. The rainfall brought great cold, and every living creature trembled. Unable to find any other deliverance, they approached Govinda to take shelter at his lotus feet. The cows especially, much aggrieved, bowed their heads and took their calves underneath their bodies as they sought the Lord's protection. All the inhabitants began to pray, "Dear Krishna, you are all-powerful and affectionate to your devotees. Please protect us, harassed by angry Indra." Krishna heard the residents' appeal and understood that Indra, bereft of sacrificial honor, was pouring rain with ice and strong winds out of season, a deliberate exhibition of pride. Krishna concluded that he would answer according to his position and take away Indra's false prestige. The demigods are his devotees and should not forget his supremacy. He would protect his pure devotees in Vrindavana, who depended completely on his mercy. Thinking thus, Lord Krishna immediately picked up Govardhana Hill with one hand, exactly as a child picks up a mushroom from the ground. He lifted the hill on the little finger of his left hand and addressed his devotees. "My dear brothers, my dear father, my dear inhabitants of Vrindavana, you can now safely enter under the umbrella of Govardhana Hill, which I have just lifted. Do not fear that it will fall from my hand. You have been too much afflicted by heavy rain and strong wind, therefore I have lifted this hill to protect you, like a huge umbrella. Be happy along with your animals underneath." Assured by the Lord, all the inhabitants entered beneath the great hill, with their property and animals, and they appeared safe. They remained there for 1 week, without being disturbed by hunger, thirst, or other discomforts. They were simply astonished to see Krishna holding up the mountain with the little finger of his left hand. Seeing this extraordinary power, Indra was thunderstruck and baffled. He immediately called for all the clouds and asked them to desist. When the sky cleared and the sun shone again, the strong wind stopped. Then Krishna said, "My dear cowherd men, now you can leave and take your wives, children, cows, and valuables, because everything is ended. The inundation has gone down." All the men loaded their valuables on carts and slowly left with their cows. After they cleared everything, Lord Krishna very slowly replaced Govardhana Hill in exactly the same position as before. Then all the inhabitants approached Krishna with feelings of love and embraced him with great ecstasy. The gopis offered him yogurt mixed with their tears and poured incessant blessings upon him. Mother Yashoda, Mother Rohini, Nanda, and Balarama embraced Krishna one after another and blessed him again and again from spontaneous affection. In the heavens, demigods showed satisfaction, showered flowers, and sounded conch shells and drums. Afterward, the Supreme Lord, surrounded by his dear friends and the animals, returned home, and the gopis chanted his glorious pastimes from the heart.